just want you to go back a little ways and think about how it could have been or how it was. Think about all the promise of God in your life right now. Mighty God, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you, we magnify you. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, what a good God. What a good God. Brother Pixler spoke for us this past weekend at the marriage retreat. And he just mentioned in passing the power of a thankful heart. But it is absolutely true. If you can walk in your day and remember to be thankful for everything that's important, it keeps you well oriented to God. And it keeps you rightly oriented toward the people around you. And it's hard to get a negative attitude about people that you've been thankful for that very day. It's really difficult. It always keeps the good stuff right out in front. And so with all that I aspire to be in the kingdom of God and in my relationship with God, I want to be thankful. Anybody ever come close, or you did actually lose something really, really important in your life and it just engendered a heart of thankfulness in you? It's amazing how a valley experience or a time of trouble can make you thankful. I wonder about folks that are not, if they've never lost anything, or I just can't imagine. But tonight, we just want to dedicate the whole time that we're here together. And between the holidays and the weather, I think we probably have a lot of folks on the road or hunkered down. We got a lot of sick folks, too. And but I feel a wonderful presence of God in the house tonight. And I just want us to share a little time in thankfulness and giving God thanks in the house tonight. Praise God. Feel the Holy Ghost here in a wonderful, wonderful way. God has been good to us as a people. He's been good to us as a church family. And I feel the abiding presence of God and His continued hand upon our lives. I'm just so very, very thankful to be a part of what God is doing here. Now, we have several of you, and we don't have any kind of order or structure here. So, Sister Christy, why don't you just start off tonight there, if you would. Just
come. Praise God. Psalms 30 and 4, verse 4 says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness." And when I read over this verse that Pastor gave me, a couple things jumped out at me. And first, it's to sing unto the Lord. And I am so thankful tonight, after the church experience that I've had in my life experience, to be in a place that cultivates the spirit of worship. And with the understanding that that cultivates the presence of God and the infilling of the Holy Ghost and lives being transformed. And I am so thankful that to be in a place where that principle is understood and practiced on a regular basis. And it says, give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. And I'm so thankful to serve a holy God, a God that is holy. And moreover, to serve a God who in His holiness and in spite of our imperfection gives us a direction in His word and a prescription of how we can approach Him. And He puts His holiness on us. It's not anything that we do, but He gives us direction and He shows us how to live and how to conduct ourselves. And it puts upon us in our obedience His sacrifice and His holiness. And I can remember a night when I was very early in this church and standing back there. And it was when we would always have testimonies, you know, after worship and pass the mic around kind of like they did tonight. And I remember Renee Hagedorn standing up here and saying that she loved holiness. In my mind, I didn't understand it. I didn't, but I remember asking God, I want to love holiness. I don't, but I want to. And I can stand here tonight and say thank you, God, for your prescription for holiness. God, that you show me how you want me to be, how you want me to act and behave and look and all of that. And it's just, my heart's full of gratitude tonight for a God who in His mercy shows me how to live. So thank God for that.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm 106:47 says, "Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen. Give us thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise." I'm thankful tonight to be American, to have a beautiful, healthy family, and for God's revelation and for truth. And most importantly, I'm thankful for God, to God, for being with me when I wasn't always with him. That's what I'm most thankful for. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Psalms 30 and 12. "To the end that my glory may sing praise unto thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." I like to say, it really brought it home when it was stated that God see us as we are and not as we were. 21 years ago, I was in a bad car accident. I could have been lost, but God saw fit to save me because of today. Today, I got a young man back there that's in his church today because God saw fit. I thank God for so many things. I thank him for a family that's in his church. I thank him for that young man right there that's in his church worshiping, praising when he could have been gone. I thank God for so much. I thank God for you all, because you mean so much to me. I never had people to embrace me like you have. And I'm thankful to see you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Psalm 75 and 1. "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." All these testimonies from everybody, I just have to say amen to every one of them. They just really speak what my heart feels, you know, about God and the church and the goodness of God and his mercies. I just thank God for the truth. I can't remember what I was going to say, but I'm just so thankful to know him, and I'm thankful for this church. I just feel like we have the most awesome church, and I've been in a few churches in years past, but I'm just so thankful for this church. I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Sutton, their family, for all of you. I remember several years ago that just thinking, you know, about the church, and somebody came to me when I was in need, and it was at that time that I realized the importance of the church and the body, and that we are a body and that we need each other. And it was just a kind of a revelation to me that I didn't have before. And so I'm just so thankful for all of y'all, and just appreciate all of y'all. I'm also thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the institution of the family that God has given to us. I can't imagine going through life without, you know, a family, a husband, children. It's just such an awesome thing, I think, that God has given to us. And I'm just thankful for all his natural blessings. As Brother Stephen said, God's been good to me. He's been good to my family. And but more than anything, the spiritual blessings, the Holy Ghost, and the revelation of who he is, and for the blood, and just all that we have in knowing him.
Psalm 79 and 13 says, "So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." And this verse means a lot to me, as we buried Granny, I really saw how much the church was, were a body. And it's just amazing to me to see how everybody works together. And yeah, we do have our difficulties just like a family. You know, we have our difficulties and one member might get hurt or, you know, and but we're there. Just, it's amazing to me to see how much the human body, like if we're wounded or something, how like everything else goes to that one spot and just protects it and helps it and nourishes it till it gets back on its feet. And we are the sheep of his pasture. And I look at us as a big flock of sheep that are following him. We're looking to him for guidance. And I do want to declare this to all the generations. I want my children to see the body as God sees it. I don't want to be a hindering to my children. As you know, as we come up, I always want to be proactive as far as the church and always saying good things about the body in front of my children so that they know the importance of the body, so I don't wound them, so that I can declare that to their generation, and then they can pass that on. And I'm just really, really thankful for the body. It's like, I know that this really doesn't have much to do with the body, but I'm really thankful for the church and all that they've been to me. I think about the story of my dad and how without somebody reaching out to him and, you know, we probably would have ended up being my mom going to church because my mom already had the Holy Ghost, and my dad had made the statement, I was born a Catholic, I'm going to die a Catholic. But there was a young girl that came and witnessed to him, and I know probably all of you know the story, but I'm thankful because she's a part of the body just like you all are. And I think about the people that that have been impacted by that one girl that witnessed to my dad, and you just never know what an impact you can be to other people that around you when you're handing out those tracts or you're talking to somebody. Yeah, you might not get instant results, but somebody's going to come, and you don't know, we won't probably know till we get to the other side of all the impact that we've had on people, just like ministering in the altar or doing whatever you do in your ministry. It might seem so small to you, but until we get to the other side and we start telling stories, we probably will never know the impact that the church has had on each one of our lives. And I'm thankful for everything, the prayers and the support and everything that the church is and everything that they do. I'm just very thankful for the church.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Psalms 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, yeah, righteous, and give that at the remembrance of his holiness. I rejoice him every morning. I rejoice him every minute. I thank him. I'm so thankful because 18 years ago, first time he sent a man in my life. And from there, my life changed. From there, I knew that it was not like the Catholic Church. It was not something that you feel. Something that when you see a person, you can feel the happiness. I rejoice every moment because 5 years ago, the doctor said, 3 years ago, we cannot have no kids. And we tried for 3 years and say, you can. And every morning, we have 2 kids and 1 in the way. And every morning is like, I rejoice every moment that I live with my kids because I know the devil is a liar. I know that I don't care. I don't care what the doctor say or whatever it is in your life. God can do anything. And I just enjoy that moment, rejoice every time, because he helped me to save my brothers. I got three brothers. They all three got the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to save the most that I can, telling my family. Thank God for my beautiful wife. And every morning, every day is a wonderful day. And I enjoy just being alive and just living for God.
I just want to take a little time right now and thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I just want to take a little time right now and thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Your hands with me and sing it. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Let's sing it one more time together. Thank you, Lord. We lift our hands and thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. To thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 136, 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. I praise God for his mercy. There's not a day that goes by that I don't thank God for his mercy. I don't know where I'd be without him. I don't know where I would be. I couldn't imagine what my family life would be like if he hadn't stepped in and revealed his truth to me. I'm just so thankful. I mean, when I was growing up, I grew up in a Christian type home that it wasn't the model Christian home, but they taught me right from wrong, but they didn't have truth. But they did teach me to do what was right and what was wrong. I mean, they taught me the difference between right and wrong, but there was more to it than that. And I just praise God that I was hungry enough and that I wasn't so satisfied in the religion that I was in that I couldn't see his truth. And I praise God that my children will be raised in truth, that they'll know what truth is. When I grew up, I didn't know what truth was. I always knew that there was something more to what they were teaching, but I didn't know what it was. And it wasn't until I was 29 years old that God filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I just praise God because it was a relationship that I always longed to have with him. And now, I mean, he comes to me and he talks to me. He shows me things. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for the change. I didn't love holiness when I first came into this, but I knew God loved holiness. And the more I saw holiness and the more I saw how God loved holiness, I wanted holiness because he's holy. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful that God brought my husband in. And I'm thankful that his promises are always true. And that if he makes you a promise, he's going to keep it. It may not happen when you think it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And I just praise God for that, that he loves us and he takes good care of us. I mean, I could go on and on about all the times that he kept us or all the times that he showed me something that was wrong in my house. And I was able to know what was going on. I mean, there's just so many things. The times that he came to us when we were sick. The times that he came to us when there was comfort needed or direction needed. The times when he made a way for us. I mean, it could go on and on, but I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to him. I'm thankful for his mercy every day. I'm thankful for his mercy. I'm thankful that he loves me more than I love myself. I just praise him and I thank him. And I thank you for this. I'm thanking for this church. I thank him for leading me here. We were talking about it on the way here tonight. Monty was asking me about Brother Wells. And I said, you know, his dad's the one that told me about this church. And he said, does he know that? I said, yeah, I've told him that a long time ago. But that very morning that I met his father, I had been on my face. I was a new convert, and I was begging God to show me a church that I could not find a church. And that day, I was meeting my mother-in-law an hour and a half away in Moulton, which is even further for them. They live in Vincent. And we were eating at the same place, and they came over and talked to her. And conversation said, you know, basically, I'm looking for a church. I can't find a church. And he said, you need to go to Brother Sutton's church. And I was like, I haven't found Brother Sutton's church. But anyway, I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful how God had his hand on all that, and he led us here, and I just praise him for that.
Praise the Lord, church. Psalms 92:1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Brother Sutton told me to tell you guys what I'm thankful for, and there's so much I'm thankful for. A list ran through my head, but most of all, I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost, and I'm thankful that God saved my soul. I'm thankful that the blood was applied to my life when I went down in Jesus' name, and he loved me so much. He gave me a beautiful wife and two beautiful children and an awesome church to go to and to have friends here, and God's just blessed me so much, and I'm so thankful for that.
I just want to take a little time right now and thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Come on down around the altar tonight. Come with your family if you've got them. If you don't have them, just glom on to somebody.
To take a little time right now, thank you, Lord.
Just come praising him and thank him.
For all you've done for me.
Hallelujah, yes.
I just want to take a little time right now and thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I just want.
Go ahead and lift up your hearts and your thanks to God.
Take a little time right now.
Ah, we magnify.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. We lift you, Lord.
For all you've done for me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
praise the Lord from every heart. Go right ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands unto Him and lift up a voice of praise and thanks. Magnify you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We lift you up and magnify your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. In the structure of my daily prayer, I thank God for the name of Jesus. No other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. I thank Him for the Holy Ghost and for the adoption into His body. And I thank Him for His word that never changes and the fact that it's always the same. He framed the worlds by it and it never changes. But after I praise Him and thank Him for all that He's done and all that He is, I begin to give God thanks for my wife, and I thank Him for the wonderful gift and the great blessing that she is in my life. And I thank Him for my kids and the great gift and the wonderful blessing that they are in my life. And I call them by name, and I lift them up. And in that portion of my prayer, if there's anything specific that I need to pray about for them, I do that. But I always give God thanks for those most important things in my life. And in doing that, I think this is rudimentary to creating a culture of thankfulness. Your prayer life is rudimentary to what you will be or what you're going to be in your life experience. And it's needless to say, without a prayer life, you're in trouble anyway. But in your prayer life, you hold the powerful key for shaping your spirit and shaping your mind. And when you come up out of that prayer meeting, it's a difficult thing not to be in league with what you've prayed in the Holy Ghost and what you've prayed by the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you this. I've seen many a man and woman that stood in an emergency room or in an ICU waiting area or down at a funeral home and vowed their dedication and wished for another chance and pledged what a new man or a new woman they were going to be. If I just had another chance, this is what it would be like. But I'll tell you, you don't have to have a ton of bricks fall on your life in a time of trouble. If you would, by increments in a daily pursuit of God, take out all those precious things in your life, lay them out before yourself and before God, and shine those things up again. Talk about those things and love those things. It's the people of God. I thank God in my daily prayer for the church, not the church universal. I'm thankful for the church universal, but it's this church that I give God thanks for. I had a wonderful upbringing in the church after we got the Holy Ghost at age 20. But I thank God for this church, for people that love the Word of God and are responsive to the Word of God. And some of you, you and I have traveled a long, long way together. And we're going to travel on until He comes. We are. And I thank God for you. It's an awesome thing. If I were just an ordinary saint of God in this city, this is where I'd want to bring my kids. This is where I'd want my grandkids to grow up. These are the features and the components, the climate, spiritual climate, that I would want my kids and my grandkids to grow up in. Well, I thank God for that. You realize how many miserable people there are? Miserable people with their lives and miserable people with their churches. And anybody here love what God's doing in your life right now? My God, let's just give Him a little bit of thanks here, just a little bit more. We bless Your name, oh God, and we praise You and we thank You and we worship Your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. We had prayer earlier for Elder Hagedorn, but I want some of you men to gather with Brother John right now and pray for him. This family's been through the ringer in just recent weeks with a long sickness and a lot of trouble there with Sister Hagedorn. They're going through a little corner of that again right now. We want to pray strength on Brother John and on that family. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless him, mighty God. Strengthen him, mighty God. Give him everything he has need of, oh God. Cause him, oh God, to prosper. Cause him, mighty God, to walk in it and be strong in it and be a blessing in it. Give him everything he has need of. If you're thankful for the visitation and the strength and the promise of God, give him thanks and praise him tonight. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, God bless you. Remember our church family that's on the road, and if you're traveling, we're going to be praying for you. And in a season like this, in this week and in the holiday season, see if you can't find somebody that's in need and be a blessing to them. It'll make it a remarkable holiday season. God bless you. Share your love and your victory with one another. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.